Radio Prague News.
Minister of Foreign Affairs Lubomír Zaorálek is set to travel to Turkey over the case of two Czechs arrested in the country. Russia and the United States have both officially requested the extradition of alleged Russian hacker Yevgeny Nikulin, and Czech police have arrested four members of an international drug smuggling gang. Minister of Foreign Affairs Lubomír Zaorálek is set to travel to Turkey in the near future over the case of two Czechs arrested in the country and charged with terrorist activities in the Kurdish People's Protection Unit, YPG. Mr. Zaorálek is also set to discuss the Yunus Emre thermal power plant in the northwest of the country and a loan of 12 billion crowns from the Czech Export Bank to the Czech firm Vítkovice Machinery Group, which was selected to build the plant. Russia and the United States have both officially requested the extradition of alleged Russian hacker Yevgeny Nikulin, who was arrested in October by Czech investigators working with the FBI. Tereza Šejbalová of the Ministry of Justice informed on Wednesday. A federal grand jury in California has indicted Mr. Nikulin for hacking computers belonging to LinkedIn, Dropbox and Formspring and obtaining information from them. Czech police have arrested four members of an international drug smuggling gang. The operation also involved detectives from Austria and Germany. Over the past 9 months, they have uncovered a 50-member group that produced, smuggled and sold Pervitin. More than 100 kilograms of the drug were seized during the raids. The street price of such an amount of drugs is estimated at 216 million crowns. A Czech couple charged with terrorism in Turkey sent a consignment of souvenirs of the conflict in Syria home prior to their arrest, idnes.cz reported. Miroslav Farkas and Markéta Všelichová sent army uniforms and boots as well as scarves and other items to a friend in the Czech Republic so he could organize an exhibition and donate the takings toward the building of a field hospital in Syria, the news site said. The pair say they have been serving in Syria with the Kurdish group YPG, which Turkey considers a terror organization. They were arrested attempting to enter Iraq from Turkey, Czech officials say. The government on Wednesday approved an amendment to the law on cybersecurity. According to the proposed legislation submitted by the National Security Authority, the law would also apply to administrators and operators of information systems in the energy and transport sectors, as well as providers of digital technologies. According to Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka, it is another step in improving the state's preparedness to face the threat of cyber attacks. The amendment will now be debated in the parliament. The government on Wednesday approved a program for the renewal of the Krušné hory mountains in the northeast of the Czech Republic to the tune of 4.1 billion crowns, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka informed on his Twitter account. About half of the amount will be used for the renewal of forests, which were destroyed by emissions from coal-fired power plants. Some 40,000 hectares of forests died in the 1970s and 80s as a result of the pollution. The money will also be used to deal with the overpopulation of some game species. The program should run until the year 2030. Customs officials at Václav Havel Airport in Prague on Sunday arrested a foreign national carrying more than 9 kilograms of heroin, the spokeswoman for Customs Administration Šárka Miškovská informed on Wednesday. The 39-year-old man was travelling to Prague from Islamabad and the drug was discovered in his suitcase. The street value of the drug is estimated at around 20 million crowns. The case was handed over to the National Anti-Drug Headquarters for further investigation. US singer and songwriter Norah Jones is set to perform next year at the Colors of Ostrava Music Festival, the spokesman for the festival Jiří Sedlák announced on Wednesday. It will be the first appearance of the 9-time Grammy Award winner in the Czech Republic. The festival, one of the biggest such events in Central Europe, will be held between 19th and 22nd of July in a former mining and industrial complex in Dolní Vítkovice. My name is Ruth Franková and that's the end of the news.
You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Azarová. Coming up in today's programme, the government wants to tackle the annual outflow of cash from the Czech Republic and an astonishing feat. A Czech rock climber sets a new record scaling Dawn Wall in Yosemite Park. Later on in Marketplace, a look at the Czech Republic's economic performance going by the World Bank's annual business report. Stay with us. Massive foreign investment has been a feature of the Czech economy over the last two decades. The upside has been fast modernization of many companies and their integration in the world economy. The downside, though, is a major annual outflow of cash, mostly in the form of dividends. The government has now taken stock of the situation and is wondering how to address the problem. Chris Johnson has the story.
Look around the Czech Republic and you will see that many of the biggest companies are in foreign hands. From the country's biggest industrial company, carmaker Škoda Auto, to most of the big breweries, all the biggest banks and many of the utilities. They follow a familiar trend of ownership. And even many of the biggest Czech-owned companies have foreign outposts in favourable tax locations. The situation has now become an issue of concern for the Czech government. It has just unveiled an analysis which charts what it describes as an alarming situation. One of the biggest takeaways from the study is the fact that the level of profits outflow from the Czech Republic is twice what you would normally expect for such a developed economy. The total outflow now comes to around between 200 billion and 300 billion crowns a year. And whereas the foreign owners in the early years invested heavily into their Czech assets, since 2005 the situation has changed. Instead of reinvesting their profits, existing foreign owners are increasingly repatriating the cash back home and major incoming investments are easing up. And while many of the foreign-owned companies have been some of the fastest-growing and most profitable, the high earnings of those companies are often not reflected in the wages of the Czech workforce. Another aspect of the analysis is the comparatively sluggish performance of the domestic-owned Czech sectors of the economy. One of the co-authors of the report, Aleš Chmelaš, explains.
And as part of the analysis, we also looked at the added value directly linked to foreign investment and to domestic activities. And we found out quite a shocking conclusion that actually the volume in added value, or in GDP, if you will, of domestically owned economy has not moved or has not grown at all or almost at all since 95. So in the last 20 years, you don't register any growth of the domestically owned economy, and all the growth that the Czech Republic registered since 95 was basically linked to FDI investment, to foreign direct investment.
The analysis is described as a means of opening up a discussion on how to stem the outflow of cash and restructure the economy. But it already makes some suggestions. These include trying to boost domestic-owned companies so they play a bigger role, fighting against tax havens, tougher regulation of many network companies, such as gas, electricity or water, which are often foreign-owned, new taxes or higher wages in the big-earning companies. But chief economist with the consultancy Deloitte, David Marek, warns that the analysis should not serve as an impetus for any hasty government moves.
I think that trying to restrain investors in a possibility to pay out dividends abroad can result in a fact that any new potential investor would be afraid to invest in the Czech Republic. It's not the best approach how to increase attractiveness of the Czech economy.
The report's authors point out, though, that they see this as spurring a debate on how the economy should be structured for decades to come.
Chris Johnson with that report. Moving on now, those who hadn't heard of Czech climber Adam Ondra before most likely will remember his name now. The 23-year-old this week became the second person in the world to complete a free ascent of the Dawn Wall, an almost kilometre-high mountain face on El Capitan in Yosemite National Park in the United States. What's more, Ondra did so in just 8 days, an improvement of 11 on the previous record. Jan Wellinger has the details.
In recent years, rock climbing has become more and more popular in the Czech Republic, and even newcomers with a growing passion for the sport will likely be familiar now with the feats of Adam Ondra, an athlete who began climbing at the age of just 6. Today, Ondra is considered one of the strongest climbers in the world, being the only competitor, for instance, to have won the world championships in two disciplines, lead and bouldering, both in 2014. He has a similar record in the World Cup, where he has also won in both disciplines, but in different years. Now Ondra is in the record books again, having scaled the Dawn Wall. Although he is not the first to have free-climbed the rock face, that honor belongs to U.S. climbers Tommy Caldwell and Kevin Jorgensen, he did so in record time, just 8 days compared to their 19. During the ascent, he and his backup, Pavel Blažek, slept in a tent hitched to the cliff face. Prior to embarking on the attempt to conquer the wall, Adam Ondra gave this interview to Czech TV, and here is how he described the situation ahead of the successful climb.
Climbing something like the Dawn Wall is different from competitions where it is all solely about one's strength. I spent 3 or 4 weeks on the spot to get used to the Californian granite. It has its own specificities and doesn't have a lot of grip. You have to rely on somewhat different holds.
Ondra also told Czech TV more about the discipline of free ascent, essentially that ropes are used only for safety, to catch one's fall, never to aid upward progress. Everything else is strength, balance, and practice. The climb itself had 32 pitches or sections. He told Czech TV more about the climbing process as he and his partner prepared for the ascent.
It's relatively warm here, so we climbed mostly in the afternoons when the sun is behind us, and even at night. At night, you sleep in a tent, which is on what is called a porter ledge, which is of metal and fabric and is relatively comfortable. If you're not lying down, you're climbing.
Adam Ondra added that he and Blažek had a solar panel along to be able to charge up their cell phones that was used to chart their progress of their climb on the social networks. They filmed videos even from their perch before that final push for the top.
Jan Wellinger with that report. A reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, where it's now time for our weekly business feature, Marketplace, with Chris Johnston.
The annual Doing Business report published by the World Bank is a prestigious overview of which countries appear to be getting it right economically and why. Much of the focus is on the hurdles that ordinary businessmen and women have to go through to start and continue doing business in specific countries. But there was some confusion this year as regards the Czech Republic, with some reports about the overall outcome saying it had improved and others saying it had fallen back. To some extent, both versions of improvement and regression were correct. According to the World Bank's absolute rankings of the 190 countries evaluated this year, the Czech Republic climbed 9 places to 27th place from its position in 2016. But between the years, the bank's own methodology has been changed, and in a like-for-like comparison using the latest methodology for 2016, it would have seen the country dropping a place to a final resting place of 27th in the world. The latest ranking does see the Czech Republic now do better than Slovakia, down in 33rd place on the ladder. But it's behind Poland in 24th place, but ahead of some of the more developed European countries, such as France, Italy and Switzerland. The top places are occupied by the likes of New Zealand, Singapore, Denmark, Hong Kong, South Korea, Norway and Britain. The World Bank's Rita Ramalho, who is in overall charge of the Doing Business survey, was in Prague last week and explains the circumstances of how the latest ranking was arrived at.
In absolute terms, there's clearly an improvement. Then when we look at the ranking, because it depends on other countries too, there was a decrease of 1 point in comparable methodology. When it was compared to what we published last year, there was actually a high increase, but that was mainly because we actually expanded the methodology in the new areas where we're measuring. The Czech Republic does quite well.
The ranking is based on a point score based on various categories, which comprise the ease of registering property, getting credit, protecting minority investors, enforcing contracts, dealing with insolvency, and trading across borders. The overall point score for the Czech Republic advanced slightly from 76.43 points out of 100 in 2016 to 76.71 for the 2017 report. That progress was thanks largely to changes in how the evaluation is put together and to specific improvements in some sectors. Rita Ramalho again.
So there are a few things that happened. There was an improvement in the process of starting a business. To set up a company, now it's easier than it was before. There's one less procedure. And also in the process of getting an electricity connection, that was also reduced the time. There's another thing that also affected the overall ranking was that we expanded the methodology, in particular in paying taxes. We're measuring a new area, which is the post-filing area, which is what happens after you pay taxes. So if you want to get a VAT refund, if you get audited for corporate income tax, the Czech Republic actually does quite well. And so that also helped up boosting up the overall ranking and, the overall score.
To add a bit more detail, the Czech Republic actually ranked in first place worldwide as regards trading across borders. But it was a shared first place with many other EU countries, such as Denmark, which also benefit from the single market trade rules and have good motorways and access to neighbouring markets, also getting a top score in this category. There is, however, a very significant Achilles heel for the country, and that is focused on the construction sector. Rita Ramalho again.
Czech Republic is already in a very good position, but the area where it stands out as being worse compared to its peers is on dealing with construction permits, which is still a very complicated process. So there, there's a need to streamline. So there we measure two aspects, the efficiency and the quality. So efficiency is the steps, time and cost to get all you need for a building permit. And the quality is, do you have the checks and in place to make sure the buildings are well built. So on quality, Czech Republic is quite well. So there's no problem on the quality of the buildings, just that the process to get everything done, all the formalities, is just very complex.
The Czech Republic is ranked 130th in the world for its regime on construction permits, actually falling four places from its 2016 position, although its point score did improve slightly. The World Bank assessed how long it takes to get the permit to build a relatively simple building, a warehouse, and for the Czech Republic it was estimated to take 247 days to go through the 21 procedures involved. Compare that to Poland, where it takes 153 days to fulfil the 12 procedures, or in Germany, where it takes 96 days to go through the 8 procedures. She's upbeat, though, that the Czech Republic can follow the example of other countries in the region and improve its act here. And an improvement here would be fairly fundamental, given that construction is a large part of every economy and new business coming into the country often want to build rather than take over existing facilities.
I think it is possible to change this because the system that exists here is very similar to the system that used to exist in many countries of the region. So it's not something that it's a new, that it's rare. It's just over time they have evolved and streamlined the process. And the Czech Republic, or in particular Prague, because this is measured as of Prague, hasn't yet done that. But other countries, like Poland used to also have a very complex construction permitting system, and now it's much simpler. So I think it can be done. Where they are in that stage, I don't really know. Question for the government.
Many in the Czech construction sector complain they are still mired in too much paperwork and procedures, and say the prospects do not look particularly encouraging. To shift the focus a bit on what the general prospects for the Czech Republic are, the World Bank is already compiling data on another area for its evaluation, and that involves doing business with the government and all the many public agencies and institutions. It will cover such issues as how easy it is to qualify for the government or public tenders and what the appeals procedure are and such like. Given the Czech Republic's fraught and problematic experience of holding public tenders, that may not bode so well for future rankings. The World Bank is likely to decide whether to make this aspect part of the overall evaluation at the start of 2017, and it could be factored in for the 2018 report. Another speaker at the recent Prague presentation was Deputy Minister of Finance, Alena Šilarová. She holds out the prospect of some substantial improvements in the country's tax performance. This would be based on further improvements as regards filling in tax forms and also the development of a sort of single-stop tax point at financial offices in the future. Instead of pestering citizens for lots of data, which public authorities already have, the tax offices would be easily able to access it and share it. Many of these changes will depend on a long-needed update of the ministry's 20-year-old information technology. Another factor will be political will. The tax overhaul is now being prepared, but will not be put in place before parliamentary elections due to take place in 2017. A final point, the World Bank report presents a picture of doing business in the Czech Republic, although the actual focus for all its data at the moment is on the capital city, Prague. Given the fact that there can be differences in regional planning rules or different regional distribution companies can have different rules for getting plugged into the electricity network, this is not totally representative of the state of play in the whole country. The World Bank is therefore coming up with follow-up reports on conditions in six other cities: Ústí, Pilsen, Brno, Liberec, Ostrava and Olomouc.
Chris Johnson with that edition of Marketplace, and I'm afraid it's brought us to the end of today's programme from Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then please write to english@radio.cz. And of course, you can always join us on Facebook and Twitter as well. This is Danielle Azarova saying thanks for joining us and take care.